Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, this show is for you and about you. Those that want to work, that you do work so hard for money, but you want that money working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love, being with those you love. And on top of that, it's not just about your creating your own financial prosperity and comfort and convenience. It's about creating a life of meaning and purpose and impact by creating that ripple effect through people's lives. Guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create that ripple through you. Thank you for the amazing things you guys are doing, and as well as for binging and sharing this podcast and doing all that you do. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, for great blogs on there, and as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Chris Miles with Money Ripples. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So you remember last time I had on, you know, Aaron Chapman, right? And he's like the mortgage broker. I don't know what you call you, man. Like, you are just the freaking rock star of it. So you are the rock star mortgage broker for sure. But we had him on talking about 30-year versus, you know, paying off your mortgage early, right? And that inflation hedge and why that's so important. And really just kind of digging into the principles behind that and why we want to stretch that out for 30 years versus trying to pay off your mortgage early, whether it's for inflation protection, whether it's for your own protection. There's a lot of reason behind it. Not to mention you create more wealth that way and more leverage too. But today we got Aaron back because now he's actually going to go into the numbers, right? So all you guys that were like all number crazy, some of you guys just believe us and you're like, cool, we're good. I know that there's lots of you out there like, I got to see the money, right? I got to see the numbers. How does this really work? And how big of an impact is it? And so Aaron, welcome back.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. And like you said, there's some people that just believe it because, man, we have a podcast going. Chris, you've listened to him for a long period of time, and he's willing to vouch for this redneck to come and talk about numbers, right? So we'll just believe it. Now, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the trust. In fact, I am going through the Master Key System. If you guys have ever read that, it's an amazing book. That was a correspondence course created in 1910. In fact, those readers of Napoleon Hill, you'll notice he references the Master Key several times. It's that correspondence course. So go to Amazon, buy the book, do the system the way it's written out. Don't just read it straight through. But there's reference in there that talks about the subconscious mind and how that's your creator, but it basically acts based upon the influence of the conscious mind, and what you believe is what it will act on. And there's those of us that are susceptible to suggestion. You'll allow your conscious mind to just agree with it. Therefore, your subconscious mind will roll with that as actual usable data to work on for your future. Now, I appreciate those who are willing to accept this as such, but I'm going to bring numbers to prove that to those who all of us, that should actually allow the numbers to have the conscious mind sort through it before our subconscious picks it up. So to get into some of those numbers, we talked about long-term, the long-term strategy of financing real estate, utilizing a 30-year fix and the blessing that is, mm-hmm. and that you got this hedge against inflation. Well, I've got something here I'm going to share with you, this tool that was created by that professor of accounting over there at Kennesaw State. And in this tool, we're able to show the 15-year option. So I'm just going to show with you right now a 15-year and what that looks like. Because some people ask me, what about a 15-year? I could pay it off faster that way. So let's talk about that. Now, these numbers I'm using, these are not the numbers we're actually using right now for interest rates. Interest rates right now, I'm locking a lot of people in the mid threes for 20% down, 30-year fixed, 740 plus credit scores for your investment purchases, single family purchases. So just know that that's happening, but we're going to use different numbers just for the sake of the tool. So let's talk about a 15-year loan. That's what this is here, 15 years. Interest rate of 4.25%. Again, not accurate for today, but there's times it is accurate. $100,000 purchase price, $80,000 loan amount, 20% down. That's what we're going off of. So with that, we look at here the principal payment. You know, principal payment is $80,000 total over the 15 years. Interest being collected over 15 years is $28,328.09. For a collective principal and interest over 15 years of $108,328.09, right? So when we look back in the tool and we scroll up and see when the payoff is, this actually pays off in 180 months. That is a principal and interest payment of $601.82 a month. That's principal and interest. When you add that up over the 15 years, that's where you come up with this final number of $108,328. Remember that number, $108,328. In fact, I'm going to screenshot this so I have that to work off of here. So we use that as a number to, well, hang on a second. I let something else move out of the screen. There we go. So I can actually screenshot all these numbers. Now, one of the numbers I want to be sure we screenshot here was this number here. After all the inflation is worked into, because we talked before about an annual inflation of about 7% nationally, when you work in all the inflation, you recalculate every single dollar that leaves your hands for the next 15 years, the actual value of those dollars is not $108,328. It's $66,956.36. That's the actual dollar value of that sum when you factor in inflation. So we're going to go back to this spreadsheet here. So we got $66,956, right? So we're going to look at doing this on a 30-year amortization. And we're going to bump the rate to 4.5. Now look at how this changes. Now you're still at the $80,000 principal and interest. You're at $65,925.37 in interest. So principal of $80,000, $65,925 interest. Before we were looking at $28,328. So one would think that big gap, like, wow, that's a massive gap. I definitely want to go with the 15 year because I'm not paying as much interest. So you're looking at a total of principal and interest over 30 years of $145,925. Big difference from the $108,328 we are seeing on the 15 year. But when you recalculate every dollar as it leaves your hands and calculate it based upon how inflation has eroded its value, compared it to the value of the dollar the day you borrowed the $80,000 to close on this transaction, the value of the sum value of all those dollars, the $145,000, is $60,926. Mm-hmm. We went from $66,956 to $60,926. That's a $6,000 difference. Now,
less.
I know. I mean, you're paying less over 30 years. That's why I say the leverage high, leverage long, and pay off slow. Many will say, well, how is that possible? It doesn't make any sense. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm still paying $145,000 over those years. But as long as you're holding on to your cash flow and your money that you didn't use to make those payments for a 15 year, you have the ability to take it and put it somewhere else and give it back to them very slow when it's worth less and less and less. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to one of my favorite sites in the world is John Williams Shadow Stats. And if a person hasn't been here before, you need to go, right? And first off, I'm going to get into inflation itself. So you go into Shadow Stats. If you don't have an account yet, get one. It's only $100 a year. So go into the alternate data, scroll down to inflation. These tables share with you what's really going on with inflation. So when you look in this particular table, it goes all the way back into the 80s, early, I think this is back in the 70s here, when they were tracking inflation. Because remember, inflation was through the roof in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Then when they got things under control, they were tracking inflation with total cost of living, food, energy, housing, durable goods, all these things, manufacturing costs, all that stuff was all built into it. And then they started separating them. And as you can see, the separation starting in the early 80s. and it continues to be separated as being recalculated as to what is the Fed going to use as a form of inflation, which is your CPI and your PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and the Consumer Price Index. You would be led to believe by both of those names, what the full name is for the acronym, that they're tracking what we as citizens consume, people in the United States would consume. Completely mislabeled. When you look at the reality of it, they're only tracking certain things. The things that they're definitely not tracking in there because they claim is too volatile, energy, some housing, and food costs, not tracked because they don't know where it's going. Well, we're looking at the expenses going up and up and up for all of these things. So that's why you're seeing this big gap happen. If you look here, we're actually closer to 9% inflation right now based upon what shadow stats are showing versus our just above 1% for what the Fed is claiming. So just understand.
I was saying like, you notice that you could see that big gap started really happening about the late 90s, which is when Clinton was president. And I remember him actually saying that that was when Clinton said, hey, well, we don't have to compare price of beef today to price of beef tomorrow or steak today to steak tomorrow. People, when they're in a recession, they actually start looking for, you know, other meats. So let's compare the price of steak today to price of beef tomorrow, right? And everything started separating from there.
Well, and when you really get down to the depth of why that was, is because they have to do a cost of living increase to people with Social Security, people with pension, things like that. Well, when they move Social Security from an actual Social Security account to the general fund, start taking that, I mean, it's our money being set aside so we could supposedly not have to carry the weight of the people that are retired on our on the shoulders of the U.S. citizen, right? The working tax-paying citizen. That was the original, I guess, the creation of it. Well, then somehow they decided to move it into the general fund. Now they're thinking, how do we keep from paying more into that? Well, let's just cook the books. If we cook the books, we'll only have to pay them sub 2% increases, even though the cost of living has far out increased that from way back there. I mean, we're thousands of percent off, I believe, in my opinion. Yeah. I haven't done the numbers. I'll probably have to put that back on the accounting department at Kennesaw State and see if they can come up with that. But you're right. That's you can see right there in the 90s where it started to really gap, and it continues to gap further and further. Yeah. And so let's take a look here at something that really illustrate this in greater context. Well, before I get there, look at the money supply. Look at this. If people are saying, well, I don't know if we're going to have inflation going forward, really? Take a look at the money supply. This is out of hand where our money supply has gone. It's just spiked because of all the printing that's going on. So a lot of craziness going on with respect to money supply. That's going to push inflation through the roof. But what I want people to see here is the CPI calculator. This, again, this is going off of, you know, the Fed's version of it versus shadow stats version of it when they add things back in. So let's go back 30 years. All right, so we're going to take, we're going to see, drive this thing back to 1990, which it's still amazing to me that that's 30 years ago. I passed it. Yeah. Here we go. August of 1990. We're going to put in $100 in 1990, and what's that worth, or what would it take today to match that up? You could, what you could buy for $100 in 1990, you'd need $1,192 to buy today. Look at that.
That's 12 times more.
It's ridiculous.
Not Let's double.
Let's flip this around to 2020 here and 1990 right here. What's that? That's that $100 worth the other way around. Basically, it would, what my dollar's worth now. So it more or less says a $100 bill is worth $8.39 comparatively.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So it would take their $8.39 back in 1990 to equal my $100 bill today. That's how crazy that is. So let's go back to this other chart that we're talking about. I have to do the stop share and then reshare. So back to the tool. So interesting thing here, 360 months, right? $405.35 is what the principal and interest payment on an $80,000 loan with a 4.5% interest rate. If you scroll all the way across and see what is that payment worth in 30 years, $49.94. That's what $405.35 is 30 years from now. That same payment. That's why we can see that big drop right here. The 60,000 is because you can see how much the value of each payment is dropping because of inflation. So the actual dollar value 360 months from now, 405 is equal to $49.94 today. That will be a latte, guaranteed. You will spend $50 in 30 years from now at Starbucks for a latte. If we continue on this trajectory.
Yeah.
So that's basically the long and the short and the real numbers behind everything we were talking about while I was in the Jeep last week. If there's anything that I'm hoping to accomplish here is just be able to show the real numbers behind why I was saying what I was saying.
Right. No, it's incredible. I mean, I think that's the thing is that people are thinking about, well, yeah, I get the inflation thing, but I don't think people understand just how significant, like how extreme that inflation is and really what that's doing. And like you said, this is just if you're purely just paying on a mortgage. This is not talking about what you even alluded to earlier, which is what if I took the difference of that payment, started saving that and using that to go and invest too to create acceleration of money. Now that number is drastically, drastically different.
Precisely. You know, it, and that's why I keep telling everybody when you pay it off, you're paying it faster. That's your money you're giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Literally take that, put it somewhere else, give them what they demanded, right? Here's what it is, so I can keep the real estate. But if you keep growing that cash flow, because we get to raise rents to pace inflation, right?
I mean,
let's say in this example, you had a $100,000 property with a 1% rent to value ratio. What's that 1% equal to?
Well, $1,000.
$1,000, right? I know. I'm starting to make you think. We're going to get on the same page. So people check our math. So that's $1,000. You know, if you look at the apartment index across the country, it's about a 3.6% increase in rent every year. So if we just did a 3% increase on that $1,000, what's 3% of 1,000?
That's $30 right there.
$30. Nothing sexy. Mm-hmm. But if we had a $200 a month cash flow on this property, year one that you owned it, mm-hmm. and now you got a $230 a month cash flow year two, because well, you bought in an area that doesn't have a big fluctuation, taxes and insurance, you just had a 15% increase in your cash flow.
Right.
15%. And then if you did it again the following year, that's a compound growth. That 3% becomes compound, right? And then you're increasing your cash flow as you're increasing what you're investing elsewhere. That's a compound growth on top of the compound that's happening just in the investment itself. You can see how the velocity of money is growing as the velocity of your payback is decreasing.
Right.
That's why you can't do another instrument. If a person does a 7-year ARM, say with a 20-year amortization, you are forced to pay that off in 20 years. You are forced to refinance in 7. We don't know what the market's going to be in 7.
Right.
I've heard arguments that's like, well, but you know, we don't see it's going to go up. How do we know? Did any of us predict the shit we're in right now? At all? No. I mean, reasonably, you can go into the Bible, you can see some of this stuff, but we didn't know exactly how it was going to happen, right? So here we are. We can't predict it. I say go with what you can predict. I can predict this. I can predict that 30-year fixed at $405.35 a month for the next 30 years, and it's going to be worth at minimum $60,926. It could be worse. It could be down in the 40s. I mean, let's go back in this thing. Let's talk about what this looks like for a person who's in California based upon actual California inflation is double digits, right? We're talking about 7% inflation, $60,926.91 with 7%. Let's look at the double digits that is Northern California, over 12%. San Jose was spiking somewhere in the range of 13% at its peak. That's just very, very recent. That was before COVID.
Yeah.
Now look at that. Look what we're talking about here. $39,407 in actual dollar value when you're talking about 12% inflation.
That $400 payment's only worth $11 in today's dollars down the road. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a latte in California right now.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you were paying a payment that felt like $11 a month. Would you care about that mortgage payment? No.
No. Yeah, because at that time with rent raises and all that kind of stuff, you went from $1,000 a month to rent. I don't have that in the calculator. I should. Damn. We'll have to figure that one out.
Because we get the rent increase too, right?
We may even have that. We may have that. Appreciation rent increase table, 3% per year. Yep. So what it looks like, your rental income just at a 3% right here, year one, year 10, year 20. And even if the 3% stopped collecting for 10 years, you're at $1,989 a month in rent on that place.
Crazy.
But you're paying out $1,100. That's crazy.
It is. I mean, like you're showing right there, that's 531,000 of rent collections versus even the 145,000 you paid. I mean, that to me is a no-brainer. That's
the rent collections at a 3% increase, 531,000 versus you paying out 145.
Yeah.
So the actual wealth change that happens in here, you see here your cash flow 226. There's a lot. Yeah, your actual wealth change 170. I don't know that I have all the calculators in here, all the data in here accurately to get you your full wealth change, but you can see where we're headed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what's so important to understand. And like we already talked about last week, right? The fact is that the government is the feds. I'll be very specific. The feds, the bankers, they purposely want to drive inflation more than it's currently been the last 5 years. So they're trying to get it up there because the last thing they want is anything that looks like stagflation or deflation. They'll do anything possible to try to drive that up. So that even gives us more of a reason to want to stretch this out, to be able to use weaker and weaker dollars, right? To be able to buy and create wealth that way.
Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve has said they're going to let inflation run. They said we'll let it run hot around 3%. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're keeping it under 2 right now, we're seeing, you know, an average of 8 across the country, what's 3 going to look like?
Exactly.
It's going to get ugly because that's the cost of everything else is going to go up. And then you got the wage-based inflation, you got all, everything's going through the roof. And then depending on who gets into office and what they're going to do and all that stuff, it's madness. I can't even begin to, I can't begin to even fathom what we're going into.
And that's the thing, we can't really predict, you know, but we can predict like, hey, we, like I said, from before, like even if we create the most defensive play here, we want the lowest payment possible just in case crap hits the fan, right? We want something there that protects us, which a 30-year mortgage does versus trying to do a 15 where you're required to make that payment. Or I've had clients that say, hey, I'm doing a 10-year mortgage. I want this paid off in 10 years. Why? Like you're just shoving all your money into that property. Now, if you want to get it back out, you either have to sell it or you have to ask the bank, like you're asking mom and dad for the car keys saying, please, can I have my money back? Like they won't give it to you unless they feel like you're worth it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Keep your hands on the capital as much as you can, because you can always, if you have enough money to retire the debt, there is no such thing as debt.
That's right.
Good. So have complete capital assets. This is the greatest asset in your industry. I mean, or in your business. You know, what is that? I can't remember who said it. They said, if you owe the bank $1,000, that's your problem. You owe them $1 million, that's their problem.
Right. That's right. Right.
So I'm not saying, you know, take the money and disappear. No, you need your rental real estate. You need that real estate to cash flow. But just see where you're basically doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're already doing it, right? That's why you're getting nothing on your checking account. They have slowly worked us down and weaseled us down to the point where we're willing to put our money in their accounts and let them use it, double digit percentage returns, and we're getting nothing for
basically
it.
Free. Yeah. Nothing.
Absolutely. Free of charge. Nothing. So with what you propose with the infinite banking strategy,
right,
with what you've got going on with real estate and all this, you're just playing the same game that they're already playing. You're just getting involved. You're getting involved in the money business. Let the rest of the world continue to pay into the money business until they wake up. We can all wake up. We can all pull our heads out and start getting involved. But there's plenty of people that are involved. They're on this podcast right now, paying attention. Go out there, stay involved, build your wealth, build your business. Go ahead and excel at the game that they put into place, because it's already in existence. You're not doing anything that's not being done already. You can either be a victim of it or you can be a victor.
Yep. You can either control your money or you can let somebody else control it for you. And I'd rather be on the control side personally, but that's just me. Maybe I'm a control freak.
Nope. So. I'm with you. And it looks like I got a calendar alert for the next thing. I'm sorry, but my assistant has packed me so dang tight.
I know. I'm the same way here too. So man, appreciate it. Hey everybody, like I said before, check out AaronBChapman.com. You know, if you guys want to get a great mortgage, especially on your investment properties, check them out, guys. So Aaron, thanks so much for your time today.
And thank you. I do one more screen share for everybody. You got to check this out.
Yeah.
You got to look, Google search the QJO initiative right here. We've got new videos coming out. Got to get on. You got to check it out, our YouTube channel. So please check it out. That's the logo. If you see that, that's us. It is, in fact, Chris, you'll be on there someday.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, man.
Instagram, look it up on Instagram. It's SGOC_QJO initiative, or the QJO initiative, actually.
Awesome. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you too, man. And everybody else, have make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.